Hello, everybody, and welcome back to SoulSpeak. I'm your host and founder of the series, Sheldon Pisnat, and in this virtual retreat session, we're speaking with Jill Mattson about soul power and health through music. So a little background on Jill before we jump into speaking with her and have this wonderful, wonderful experience. Jill Mattson is a prolific artist, musician, and author. She's widely recognized as an expert and composer in the field of sound healing. Jill is committed to teaching techniques that enhance spiritual, mental, and physical growth through vibratory energy. Jill lectures throughout North America on ancient sounds and modern healing, taking followers on an exciting journey revealing the healing power of sound. Jill combines her extensive research of modern sound healing with a 20-plus year study of ancient civilizations and secret societies in her works. She has produced 9 CDs using ancient and modern techniques and special healing frequencies to achieve profound benefits for the listeners. So we're in for a real treat today. Hi, Jill. How are you? Welcome.
Hey, Sheldon. It's fun to be here. So thank you for inviting me to the party.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah. And let's kick it off. I love learning new things and having new experiences. And I have a feeling I'm going to learn a lot today with you. So let's talk about sound healing and frequencies and you know, all these things that I can take for granted in my yoga class, just oming, you know, the standard om and the toning I've done, you know, in lots of workshops and just with my own practices. And I must say I don't have a huge understanding of sound and healing and vibration. So let's learn some more about it. I know that you've said that music and frequencies affect us on 3 levels. Maybe we can start there and you can just kind of take it from there. Okay.
Sure. When you think about, I guess all that is, you can look at the world and study it through biology or chemistry, physics, but the new guy on the scene is looking at it as energy. It's just another way to look at everything all around us, because everything is energy. And ancient people often used the tool of sound to look at all the energies. Not that sounds necessarily any better, but that you can hear it, you can manipulate it, it's accurate, it's repeatable, it's entertainable. It's just a really nice window into the world of energy. So when you're thinking of something, let's say think of your heart beating, it's going to have a certain rhythm. And then if you were to go into the little cells in the heart, you'll see that the cells will actually go like a jellyfish breathing, maybe like a little blob getting bigger and smaller. And if you count those cycles per second, you get a frequency. So music is just how fast or slow the frequencies are. So one way to take a look at all that is simply by frequencies. And it's so easy in sound because energy transfers on the exact same frequency. So if I play, which I have, healing music, let's say for your spleen, you can go in through science and come up with what's a healthy frequency pattern for a spleen. I can play that. And
wow.
We might think, yeah, it's quite unique.
That's so cool.
And, oh, yeah, and you ingest sound. I mean, we think we're separate from our environment, and nothing could be further than the truth. We ingest sound. Energy in close proximity, it interacts. That's why you can tell how somebody's feeling from the tone of their voice, because their emotions are interacting, and you're ingesting it. And likewise, with the frequency, if I play it, I can, and you're listening to it, not only do you get it through your ears, you get it through your skin, and resonance of anything in your body that's the same frequency or an octave which is the same note, just higher or lower, of that frequency. So there's one way, is frequencies. And the frequencies will affect us emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually. I mean, you know, we've all been to the movies with the spooky movie track and the music. I mean, it animates the film. And we all have firsthand experience just how much that emotion affects us. But, you know, recall that sound's used for blasting kidney stones. And sound is also used for tuning your organs. You can now go to a bone doctor, and some of them will give you a little machine that's a tone box, just the frequency of a healthy bone. It'll take your healing time in half. So I guess to sum it up, the periodic chart of elements, I guess that's everything, huh? And it's a musical scale, so you can reduce everything to frequency. And then there's healing on top of that. There's rhythms, there's harmonics, there's intervals. There's other elements, play tools, that you can use with music to heal, to balance, to restore, to empower any emotion, thinking patterns, stored energy, clear blocked energy, and actually change your physicality. Awesome sound.
Wow. Yes. Okay, so this is all super, super fascinating and inspiring, and I just want to soak it all up. And we better start with layman's. We just better go to like the second grade level, at least for me. I don't know about the rest of our audience, but for me, a lot of this is emerging blend of science and or reemerging even metaphysical mm-hmm. science. And so let's take it from here. How can I and the listener do something now or learn something now, little things that we can use this wonderful information and experience of yours for our health?
Okay, sounds great. I would say that there's two ways. One is that you can choose a benefit that you want, any benefit, and you can get that in sound. Now, on my website, I have all kinds of videos, and I know there's some samples, but I have music, and I put it in the key signature of all your healthy body organs. And when something's in the key signature, that just means you get a lot of that main frequency. So you can just listen to my free gifts and samples. And, you know, I think I might have one for healing the heart, one for the liver, the pancreas, the spleen. I have other songs with vitamins. So you can listen and ingest vitamin energy. I have songs with the frequencies of your muscles to tighten. And what's really cool in this particular sample I have or set of music is that when you look at the numbers, pulsing energy or frequency, same thing, you'll see that the muscles of your face and neck are holographic, they're octaves, they exchange energy with the whole musculature system. So you can tighten your muscles. I have a book, Secret Sounds, and I believe in the Freakus, there's a chapter there of that, in which you can take a look at every frequency in your body and what you're missing, which will equate to health. So in summary, to make that layman's tone, if somebody understands this new emerging science, you can just pick a benefit and pick music to match. So that's number one, pick a benefit and pick music to match. Number
when you say benefit,
is just...
When you say benefit, I'm sorry, but can you just briefly tell me what you mean again? Do you mean just pick an outcome that you'd like, create an intention of what you want?
Okay. I just talk about some of my musical CDs. As I mentioned, I have one with vitamins, muscles in your face and neck, and collagen.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay, I'm sorry. So you pick so literally just go to your website and pick a benefit of one of your
mm-hmm.
offerings. Oh, gotcha. Okay,
exactly.
Great. Thanks. Very
exactly.
practical,
and
great solution for us.
Yeah, I mean, I have, and again, they're included in the samples. This is from the ancient Greeks. Your emotion are also frequencies. That's why anger always feels like anger. It's universal. We all know what anger feels like. It's also the same cycle per second. And the Greek mystery schools, they had techniques to go into your body and find where you have stored hidden negative energy. And most of the time it's unconscious. I know for myself, I'm a painter, and I will tell myself, oh, I'm over that. And then I'll paint it for the next year. Well, no, I'm not over that. I think I am, because I want to think of myself as forgiving. But everything is a frequency. So, like, let's say I worry, it's the same cycle per second, or it's the same frequencies aligning in my tummy. If I worry enough, that energy will transfer on the same frequency. So I'm going to build up negative goo, if you will, in the lining of my tummy, and there's your ulcer. If you notice, I don't get a bunion on my toe when I worry. You know, so the negative energy that we feel gets stuck in our body through resonance. It gets stuck underneath tissues and stuff. And I have the Healing Flower Symphonies going in to clean out your emotional garbage. You can feel it on the way out. I have music that'll put white light in your aura. I have music reflecting the nightscape sky of just all kinds of things. So that's one way. But then there's another way. And the human body, we feel like, is an inanimate object. But I would say differently. Your body is conscious. It's smarter than we know of. For example, in one of my books, Secret Sounds, Ultimate Healing, I'm interviewing Sherry Edwards, who has extraordinary hearing, a little bit like a dolphin, and it's scientifically confirmed. So she can hear these little things called otoacoustic emissions. They're little like radio signals going out your ears. So let's say you have diabetes. You're going to have these little signals, which are too low in volume for you and I to hear. And it's going to be the actual remedy of diabetes. So your body's working on healing yourself all the time. It's actually, in this case, signaling to the rest of the body what it wants and giving it some of those frequencies. So when you have a piece of music, any piece of music, anybody's music, and you love it, your body, for some reason, wants that. It's good for you. It's healing. And I would suggest that you keep listening to it. And at some point in time, you'll get sick of it and tired, and that's because it's done its work. For example, when and with science, you can look at all the frequencies in your body. I'm almost always low on the musical note D. Now, if you were to play three symphonies for me, and one of them is in the key signature of D, which just means there's going to be more Ds than any other note, I'll guarantee you I'm going to like that symphony best. Now, my conscious mind might come up with a bunch of storytelling, and I might think it to be true, but in truth, it feels really good to me because it is good for me. You know, like if it really feels good, it is good. And how beautiful is that? You know, if you really love the sound of something, listen. Go out in nature. Listen to the birds. Listen to the wind. Listen to the water. You ingest it, and it's very healing.
Is that what you mean when you talk about creating energy streams that constantly uplift and fulfill us on all of our levels?
Well, in essence, what I'm talking about there is some constant way to feed yourself. As we live in our worlds, we interchange with cranky people, and maybe we eat some food, and some company has put a bunch of GMOs and crap in it. And, you know, and then, you know, maybe we're walking on the grass and it's covered with pesticides. So we might try to be really healthy, but inevitably we're challenged all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And staying in balance and in harmony and health is an ongoing thing. Mm-hmm. What's so beautiful about music is that someone can carefully craft very beautiful harmonizing, balancing music, and you can put it in the background while you're doing something else, while you're driving, while you're sleeping, and be influenced by it. One thing about music is that it creates a subtle dose, or should I say a small dose, a small, relentless dose. Think of the Colorado River in the Grand Canyon. The water is just so subtle, and it just runs across those rocks, seemingly not hardly changing the rock at all, until you look up at the canyon. Then you see the impact of the nonstop, relentless, subtle stream of energy that's just coming from life. And something like music is a relentless, constant, rebalancing stream if we choose to use it in that manner.
Mm. And
you know, it's like no willpower required.
Yeah. And when we say music, we're really talking about, at a more fundamental level, sound, right?
Yes, yes, because sound is energy, correct.
And so it's like, to reverse engineer it, music to sound to energy to frequency? Is that the right way? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. In other words,
wow.
We think it's entertainment. What I'm saying is, well, yeah, I suppose eating is too. Eating's entertainment too, but what you eat makes a big difference.
Yeah, no, that's a great analogy. That's a perfect analogy, because yes, food is medicine or poison, mm-hmm. and so music could absolutely be the same. And I, being a highly sensitive person, and I'm sure we have a few of people like myself listening, I know I get a lot of feedback from folks talking about how empathic they are and how sensitive and what they can do to how they can feel more, have more dominion over that particular gift of sensitivity. Mm-hmm. And you spoke to that in the beginning about how these frequencies and sound and just energy can influence us, and we can digest it, how it's contagious. And so what would you say to those folks out there in the audience who would like some tips and assistance and not picking up some of that anger, worry, victim, yeah, stuff that doesn't feel so great in the body?
Mm-hmm. Okay. First, I would recommend listening to my Healing Flower Symphonies to clear out unknown storage of negative energies. Which one of us hasn't had a lot of crises in childhood, adulthood? Hasn't spent a lot of time with someone who's nasty? Which one of us hasn't had an accident or a difficult family member and go on forever? We're all loaded with negativity. And when we get too much, we tend to numb up. And then people will say, I don't even know what I enjoy. I don't know what my life purpose is. Because there isn't a switch to turn off pain. There's only a switch, if you will, unconscious switch, to turn off feeling. So one thing would be is to use music to take out your negativity that you've stored thus far. Mm-hmm. And when you listen to the Healing Flower Symphonies, it will feel uncomfortable as you release your garbage. As it leaves your fields, you can feel it on the way out.
Yeah.
And then start to be more conscious of when you're around negativity. The more you focus on it, and the same with music, the more you focus on it, the greater the rate that you intake it. So if I'm empathic and somebody is around me going off, I don't take it personal, and I take my dosage down. So that
can you
would
give
be
me
one
a more,
way.
Can you give me a just a little bit more on that? Let's say there's somebody that you're around a lot who might be a worrier in a victim kind of place, using language like "I can't," "I have," "I should,"
mm-hmm.
and all these, and you just don't have the ability to leave the situation. And maybe it's
mm-hmm.
maybe it's a close family member or a partner or some, whatever. How mm-hmm. how about with that? So when you say you don't take it personally, what, can you expand on that a little bit,
okay.
please?
Sure. They if someone is choosing to be a victim, they are choosing to be a victim. And if I go down empathically and become a victim just to say, oh, I'm sorry you feel this, mm-hmm. it's like waves in close proximity combine like sound and they double.
Mm-hmm.
Not only are you not helping them, you're amplifying their garbage. So if you want to try to give them a way out,
mm-hmm.
I would not take it personal. In other words, what I mean by that is that I realize that they're choosing, for whatever reason, to be a victim. And then I might explain how not to be a victim, but people usually don't listen to advice. And I would simply say demonstrate not being in a victim, because through resonance, they pick up your energy. You know, not being a victim is contagious. It's a frequency. It's an energy. It's far better to be the walking embodiment of what they need rather than, in my opinion, to give them a lecture.
Say that again. That was so great.
My opinion only. I don't think... Well, sometimes it's helpful to tell people or give them advice and explain things. It, in my experience, it isn't terribly successful. However, if the person is being a victim, I stand up when somebody does something like that to me, and I'm not a victim. I don't say a word. I'm not lecturing them. I'm not telling them what to do. But I am protecting my own borders. And they pick that up. They actually ingest the resonance of that energy. If they're around me a lot, maybe it'll start to become a habit. Maybe they'll get the courage by simply watching me.
Be the walking embodiment of what someone needs instead of giving them advice. Is that?
Oh, yeah.
I think that was, yeah. I haven't heard someone say it just like that before. And that is just such a wonderful nugget. Wow. Beautiful.
Or play the healing music. You know, another thing really good about music. Drive-by healings. You don't have to tell them this is healing music.
Uh-huh.
You know, just
That's
have it softly on in the background.
Good. Hey,
you know?
There we go. Perfect.
You start to get them. You start to lift them up. They don't even know what's getting them. Yeah.
A sneak a heel.
Sneak a heel.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And so I guess that's the summary there is just we think of music as entertainment, and we're kind of like lambs to the slaughter when we think that music is just entertainment. Music is very much like food, and it alters who we are. So to raise your consciousness so that you can feel the difference between what you're listening to and select stuff that make you feel really sublime, why not?
Absolutely. Sounds great.
No willpower required. You know how hard it is to get rid of a negative personality habit. My gosh, you might have to do it thousands of times. Or sleep to music that undoes it.
Mm.
Mm. One way is definitely easier than the other.
Uh-huh.
One way is easier than the other.
And that, so tell us a little bit about sleeping to music and how that can transform us.
When you sleep, you don't need large volumes, very slow volumes. And I have very, my music, but there's other healing musics out there. But it's very soft and subtle. It's great stuff to sleep to. And I have harmonic patterns of white light. I have music that has healing for your body, healing for your mind, healing for your emotion, and healing spirituality. And you can just loop it, barely listen to it, and fall asleep to it. Your ears don't go to sleep. And through resonance, energy is always interacting. So you get a nourishment or a dosage if there's a sound in your background. That can also hurt you as well. In right after World War II, there was a French scientist named Gavron, and I think he was trying to develop a nuclear weapon for France. But at any rate, they had an office, and there was a broken register or broken heat register, and it was coming out with a frequency, and it was one by one making everybody in the office sick. And it was interesting because this particular man then realized that whether you're aware of it or not, you ingest sound. And you need a healthy balance of it all. And if you get way too much of one sound, or if one sound makes you feel bad, it is bad. So I just say to people to become to more consciousness of choosing sounds that make them feel good. And when they have no choice, let's say you're at work and you can't get rid of a sound, it would be best to feel peace when you're feeling the sound, kind of like try to fight off the negative qualities, because human beings unconsciously have an ability to quickly take a dosage of sound or slowly take a dosage. Think to being in fourth grade. Teachers droning on fractions, and there's hot gossip right behind you. Let me tell you, I don't know about you, I wish I was a better person, but my ears could pick up that gossip and just tune that teacher right out.
Oh, yeah.
We have the ability to do that.
Mm.
So, you know, we need to be more conscious about what we're listening to. Why not listen to good things? We're listening to stuff anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then, when possible, get rid of nasty, horrible-sounding sounds.
What about humming?
Mm-hmm. Humming.
Humming, yeah. Humming
is very, very good for you. As I said before, total health, enlightenment, meaning full of light, white light. White light is the composite of the rainbow colors. It's the whole enchilada. It's having all frequencies balanced within your body. That's what physical and emotional health is. So the best way, really, to get in frequencies is to sing. It would be the pitch of your voice. In humming, it makes your head buzz. It's great for getting frequencies into your head. And when you hum, if you're kind of going daydream mode, you know, whether you hum this pitch or this pitch, you don't think about it. You just kind of open your mouth and start to let stuff flow out. And your body will subtly pick out stuff you need. So humming is a simple little thing we do all day long, we could do, and it's very good for us. It doesn't matter what you sound like.
And you can even do it in your imagination. I don't have to make a sound. I can just...
That's correct. You're making the frequency in your mind, and you're ingesting it. Absolutely.
Gosh,
so it's
so
time to wake up. Time to wake up and take the music as an energy source and use it for enlightenment. It's perhaps the fastest route to heal there is. It's not, well, it can be, like you can blast a kidney stone, but generally music is a constant source, a constant drip of energy. And if we select positive stuff, it can be transformative in very short periods of time. You know,
well,
or something like that.
That's awesome. And I'm headed on my way right after we get off this wonderful virtual session here, and I'm going to go get your free gifts. So let's talk about those.
Good.
I've got the flower, the Healing Flower Symphonies, and well, whatever mm-hmm. else you have. Let's talk about that. What do we have
all
over
right.
there as our wonderful free gifts?
On the link will take you to my website, to the middle of the website. I offer for free one particular song that has solfeggio tones, which produces white light in your aura, and Fibonacci frequencies, which tunes you to nature. It's extraordinarily healing. Almost many of your healthy body functions are going to contain these particular tones. They're from antiquity and from nature. I have a sample from the Stardust CD. This was an ancient healing tradition from Samaria long, long ago. And they would actually, I don't know how they did it, but they had the frequencies planets, and they give off a frequency as they orbit.
Wow.
And it's below our hearing range. You can buy them off of NASA. You can get them off of satellites. It's
amazing.
Certainly not made up. And the ancient Sumerians, the mages in the Bible, the wise men, they were often tuning to the stars. And it's incredibly healing. I've had more comments from animal healings from the frequencies of the planets. I also put in this one in little tuning forks, like wind chimes in the back of my music, like carbon frequency, hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen frequencies. It's just another paradigm, if you will, a viewpoint of looking at health. The major elements in our body and the stars are carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, and oxygen. And it's loaded with those frequencies. Then I have a sample, a free gift from the Healing Flower Symphonies that we discussed. I have a sample from the Cosmic Streams, which takes 11 different mystery schools ways and sounds for tuning your chakras. Each chakra has a rhythm, a pitch, a harmonic, an element, a crystal, all those things are frequencies and they're playing, making it very potent. I have a free MP3 from one of my CDs about connecting with angels and masters. I channel angels and masters and have discovered that their energy records. And angels and masters are always categorized according to ray. An oversimplification being color ray, like Archangel Michael's blue, Raphael green, which means they're a certain frequency band. Mm-hmm. And I just have a sample here of one of the rays where I put music, because it's digital. You can move it into the key signature of the ray to get a healthy dose of the ray of the being. And then I channel all the beings. And guess what? You absorb sound. You absorb energy in close proximity. So it's really kind of a really fun tool. And then I have Deep Way Body Healing. This one is a sample of tuning one of your organs in your body. Again, the music's in the key signature of the organ, and I play harmonic chains, which are sound ripples. Had special software made to create the harmonic chain in digital. And it's kind of like a guided meditation, teaching you some of the ancient associations and methods of mastering your body on the spot. And you'll find that a sound correlates to a feeling, a part in your body, and so forth. And if you do this particular CD often, you learn what it feels like to have each organ in health. I mean, we never think about them. But, you know, sometimes your liver might be down 30% and maybe your spleen's down 20%. Well, you can reboot and restore those frequencies. And so there's a sample of that. I mean, I'm doing really big on the samples. We're going to heal everybody here.
And all right.
Have, samples. Yeah, go. two
great
chapters from my book.
Uh-huh.
One from an ascended master today who's a healing with music, and that's in, from the book Ancient Sounds Modern Healing. And a chapter from my award-winning book, The Lost Ways of Time, talking about how music influenced entire civilizations of time. There.
All right.
There you got it.
Okay, so just claim your free gift is right there, the button right there, folks. I've already subscribed. I've already clicked in to get all the things. So there you go. And tell us what's coming next for people. How can they for people that want to maybe get more than just, they might want to get an album or, you know, should they just head to your website? What do you have some events, speaking events or programs, online programs or events that are coming up? What's going on in the world of Jill Mattson next in the month of September?
At jillswingsoflight.com, my website, there's all kinds of bundles and packages for music and books to heal with and all kinds of videos. I have a sound healing school online with using sound for healing, sound from the ancient temples across the globe. Some people, you know, resonate with ancient Egypt or, you know, some other continent. I have sound for manifesting, sound for just about anything you can think of as classes. And
gotcha.
For those people who listen, if they, when they're ready to, if they were to purchase, they use the code, small letters, sound space sale, they'll get a nice little discount, listeners. Anyway, there's the online class, and then this October at Fellowships of the Spirit in Lilydale, New York, I'm teaching on star sounds, star contact, star beams, star frequencies, star healing, and taking this whole art of frequency and sound, the science, if you will, and correlating it to your house or your home to make another constant energy generator. It's not feng shui, although feng shui is great. It's looking at your space, I guess really just from science of frequencies, et cetera, and, and ranging it so that it feeds you in a positive way. You're in your space a lot.
Yeah.
So, and that's at Fellowships of the Spirit. I think it's .org. And they have a webinar too.
Awesome. Well, there we are. There's a great, so anyway, we can just get started. If you feel like it, go, if you haven't already done it, go grab your, click on the link, claim your free gift, and you can get started that way, like I did. And Jill, thank you so much for being here. It's really been a pleasure and very illuminating and intoxicating. And I'm so interested to grab some music and expand my library. I think I'll probably actually order some of your CDs because it's not something I normally do is use music a lot. I'm not that musical. And I love the simple – I certainly – feel the resonance of everything you're sharing. So I am going to include that into my environment and upliftment trajectory. So thank you for being here. And do you have any final words for our audience?
Let the music heal you.
Okay, will do. Thanks everybody for joining us and co-creating the space and being part of this movement into further awakening, and so appreciate you. And once again, thank you for our special guest, Jill, for being here and sharing all this wonderful information. Until we meet again, tune in to the next retreat session, masterclass session, and we'll see you then.